B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. What are you working on over there?
I need my iPad for this weekend, but it's in a very dangerous circumstance. So I'm trying to put it in a new case and a new like screen protector on it.
What do you mean a new case?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Like what's wrong with it? Is the screen cracked? Because my screen's cracked.
No, I'm trying to avoid the screen cracking.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
What do you need your iPad for?
So, in my little side hustle, I am doing a party this weekend that I'm also doing a photo booth for, and the iPad is like the camera for the photo booth. So,
your side hustle's taking off, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we're going.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, sure am.
Don't
Real
fuck it up.
Friggin' nervous.
What are you most nervous about with your side hustle?
I think screwing something up.
She's doing a side hustle where she helps decorate parties, I think is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
So people hire you. You decorate their parties with like a backdrop and all that stuff and make it look good for pictures.
Yeah. So what I'm doing this weekend is a balloon backdrop for a 50th birthday party. And we are trying to see if this iPad photo booth situation will work because there's an app that you can download for your iPad that it makes GIFs and boomerangs that you can like send to yourself. So that's what we are testing this weekend with this party.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good luck.
Thanks.
Have fun. Don't mess it up. Maybe you can get Roy involved in this. It seems like Roy needs a job.
You know what's funny? Roy texted me the other day and was like, I'm really interested in your side hustle. He's like, I'm just very entertained by it. And I was like, yeah, I figured you would be.
All right. The other thing that you have done is you were a pageant girl. You were Miss Pennsylvania USA in the Miss USA contest.
Mm-hmm.
And the Miss USA contest was Monday night, and somebody came out. We talked about this a little bit on the air this morning. Somebody came out and said that it might be fixed.
Not just one person, like half of the contestants.
Wow. So what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, here's the thing. Is there politics involved in pageantry? I don't want to... I'm sure there are in certain situations. I would hope that at the level of Miss USA, things were not rigged, quote unquote. I think maybe you still have to hold the director accountable, but I don't think like Crystal Stewart, the director who was actually Miss Texas when I competed at Miss USA and she won, I would hope that she is not fixing pageants for her state of Texas.
Wouldn't that be like,
right, I mean, it would
be like,
so
like impossible
for her to do. It wouldn't be impossible, but like I would think that they would have tried, even if they were doing it, they would have tried to like kind of hide it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I think she just probably had some of the sponsors, like because she was from Texas, she has those connections in Texas. So some of the people who sponsor Miss Texas also sponsored the Miss USA pageant. Well, a lot of times they have sponsors on judging panels sometimes. Mm-hmm. And a gentleman who owns spas, one in Texas and one in Cancun, had sponsored both pageants individually. So like his Cancun spa sponsored the national pageant of Miss USA and his Texas spa sponsored Miss Texas USA. So he already had a connection to Miss Texas when he was judging. And that's where I think shit went sideways.
But everybody was complaining about, like,
yeah,
it seems like it was like
a
complete shitstorm. And so, like, if one girl noticed it, all the other girls jumped on board and said the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was probably noticeable. And I think the Miss Universe or the Miss USA organization did put out a statement apologizing for reposting Miss Texas's stuff before she won because it was kind of playing favoritism. And that's what I think it is here. I think maybe there was, like, a degree of favoritism going into it, but I don't think it was fixed for her. The girl who won was capable of winning this pageant on her own. She was a forerunner in the actual pageant. So I think what happened is she just actually won, and then you have I hate to say a bunch of sour apples, but, you know, I think they're trying to make some of the square pieces fit in the round holes to fit their narrative because they're hurt. And I hope that kind of is the case, and it's not coming down to someone fixing a pageant for someone.
Do you think it's going to come? Like, if it happened, it would come out.
I don't know. I read something online, and granted, the message boards are just awful, like gossip and that kind of shit. But I read somewhere that Crystal, the director, was going to lose her directorship. And this is only her second year, by the way.
Mm.
So I don't know. She has the problem. There's a lot of like overlap for a lot of things. So she has a pageant coaching company that coached a lot of the girls who went to Miss USA. You know what I mean? It's just like your hands in too many things. If you're going to be the director, you need to just be the director.
But there's so many people. First of all, there's multiple judges.
Yeah.
And then there's so many people that overlook the judging and overlook the results and tabulate that stuff that it wouldn't be that easy. Am I right?
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. I don't think that this was fixed. I think like the guy who owned the spas judged the costume contest, and Texas won the costume contest. So then if that set of judges was in the same room with the set of final judges, it would have been very easy for him to go and try to sway the other judges. Now, that's no malice on the director. That's on the individual judge.
Okay.
So it is the director's responsibility, though, to make sure that's not happening.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't think it was like, quote unquote, fixed for her.
Who's the biggest bitchy girl that you, like, what state was the worst when you went through?
I don't know. I mean, our class got along pretty well. Like, there were definitely cliques.
I bet you Hawaii was weird.
No.
Because they don't know how to hang with mainland people.
Stop. No. It wasn't, like, everyone had their cliques, but, like, nobody, there was no,
you were
like,
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So did you hang out with, like, the northern people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. West Virginia, Vermont, New Hampshire. I'm trying to think like who else kind of ran with us.
Kinda
South
like the
Carolina did. North Carolina did.
Texas, I bet, was a pain in the ass. California
that's the girl who won.
California was probably a pain. Nobody understood Louisiana.
No, Louisiana was cool.
Oh, okay.
She was down. She was in my little crew.
Florida.
Hey,
y'all, what y'all doing down here?
Mississippi was cool. I'm trying to think.
Arkansas, Tennessee.
New Jersey, Tennessee. Those were like all girls that were like kind of in our little clique.
That's you named like 38 of the 50 states.
Listen, I think all of us, like our group was a good group.
Who won that year?
Texas.
Texas
won
that year.
The girl who's the director now.
Okay. I didn't know that I didn't realize she was from, she represented Texas back then.
Oh yeah. But that's
okay.
Why she has such deep ties to Texas.
Gotcha.
So when Texas won, everybody flipped their shit.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a wrap, party, everybody. We wanted to give you a little more insight into the world that is the beauty pageant. I would say we would record another 2 or 5 minutes, but I got to go home because my wife needs me to be home so she can go to her massage. Can you believe that shit?
Oh wow. That must be
nice. Must be nice. Bye, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.